At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And Cozy Womb Podcast is my first podcast that I started in 2018, where I'm all about better parenting so we can have better young people that turn into great adults. Okay, that is the goal. And if that is not your goal, you are in the wrong place. But thank you for tuning in. Don't be a stranger. Please follow and subscribe. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on IG. And you can find me on TikTok for now at shanbpodden.com, the CZYWMB pod, or the CZYWMP podcast on Instagram. Other than that, you're in for a good show. Today we are talking about body changes versus personality in teenagers. And I'm going to try to see if I could do this within 13 minutes because that's all I have left on my lunch. I decided to work out and eat and not eat on my lunch, work out in pod. So here we are. So let's talk about these body changes. The deodorant is a must. The baby wipes is a must. Body spray, yes, please. Body parts are growing. And the real question is, are your kids prepared? Are your young children prepared to become young adults with body changes, odors? You go in their room, you're hit with the smell. It's not quite funky, but it's not quite fresh. And you're just like, what is that? That's their bodies changing. And then we also have to think about the chemicals in our food now. Listen, it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to consider, but all of that has something to do with what's going on in your child's body and the smells that are coming out of it. Do they know what is happening? Have you had the talk with them? And we have to have the talk. So today I'm going to talk about what might be changing and happening with girls and what might be changing and happening with boys. If your children are in the room and you're not, you know, comfortable with them listening to this just yet, please pause the show now and play it on your headphones or play it in their absence. If you're perfectly okay with them hearing this, it's not going to be anything really explicit, but it's more so of like what to expect if it hasn't happened yet. I'll wait. This is me waiting. Yeah. Okay. Ready? All right, let's continue. So what's happening with the boys? With the boys, whether you're a dad or a mom or an aunt or an uncle, and you're looking after these young children, you need to explain to that boy that it is very important that you shower multiple times a day, especially if you're athletic, that you dry properly. You dry your underarms properly, your back, your face, your chest area, between your legs, your legs. You make sure you wash your legs. Don't just let the water drip down. And make sure you clean up the bathroom after you shower. clean up the bathroom after you shave, if they're shaving. Clean up the bathroom after you brush your hair, because there's going to be hair in the sink and hair on the floor. Please explain to your son, nephew, or whatever your relationship is, that your mouth hygiene leaves a lasting impression. Meaning, if your breath stunk yesterday, someone's going to remember. If your breath stunk on the first day of school, someone's going to remember. If your breath was horrible 5 minutes ago, someone's going to remember, and they're going to be like, oh yeah, it's the boy with the stink breath. You don't want to be that person. So explain to them how to mouthwash, how to clean your tongue, how to floss. If your teeth feel horrible, brush your teeth. Carry a travel size toothbrush. Have mint. Have gum. Okay? There's no excuse for anyone having bad breath. Also, if you are not using the bathroom to number two at least once or twice a day, eventually your breath is going to stink because there's nowhere for that waste gas to go. Okay? Brushing and cutting your hair. At a certain point, I feel like when you're 10 plus, no one should have to tell you it's time for you to go brush your hair. No one should have to tell you, hey, I think you need to go to the barbershop. You should be able to look at yourself every morning and every night in the mirror and know when it's time. Okay? Ironing clothes. I feel like by 11, 12, your young child should know how to iron their own clothes. And if they do not know how to iron their own clothes, please teach them. Teach them when to use spray starch. Teach them the settings on the iron, how to properly put up the iron. Okay? Cleaning the room. Let's be real. Your child should have already been cleaning their room since they were six. But since you're a late starter, start them off. You clean from top to bottom, meaning the shelves, the drawers, the top of the bed, then you clean on the floor, okay? The desk, then you clean the floor, all right? Get all the dirty things out of the room. No trash in the room, no eating in the room, okay? All of that collects odor. Teach them when it's time for you to replace your pillows, okay? A lot of young boys keep their pillows too long, especially if they use a lot of oils in their hair. That's going to go into their skin if they don't change their bedding. There's a lot of grown men that don't know when they should change their bedding, okay? Start them off early. Smelling good. They should have body spray. They should know the difference between lotion and body butters. They should know that they need to cut their nails. No dirt under your nails. Okay? They should also know that they need to be cleaning their ears. They should know that smelling good is about hygiene internally, drinking your water, and it is also about making sure you're spraying and you're lotioning your body on clean skin, not on funky skin, making sure that you're washing your clothes properly. They should be able to do their own laundry. Okay, let's be honest. Let's start there. Your young teenager should be able to do their own laundry. I taught Anya how to do her own laundry last weekend. She did the laundry for the whole house because they really think that it's really easy for them to dirty their clothes and put on clean ones and there's nothing to it. Well, you're going to experience this process, right? I said clean nails, clean ears, moisturized skin, okay? Teach your young boys not to go outside ashy. I don't care what your ethnicity is. Lotion your skin. Moisturize your skin. Respect girls. If a girl doesn't like you, teach them how to accept being turned down without their pride or ego all up in arms. Teach them that every girl that you like is not going to like you. This is how you deal with that. And girls that you don't like are going to like you. This is how you deal with that. That's not an excuse for you to be mean. That's not an excuse for you to do stuff to her, tease them, and be picky. Even though you are a boy, you are a young man, you're allowed to be picky about who you want to spend your time around, who you want to take out to the movies, who you want to take their number, who you want to give your number to, who you want to take to prom, who you want to take to a dance. Be picky about the girls that you associate yourself with, right? Because girls, other girls are looking at the girls that are around you also. And other males are looking at the girls that like you also. Someone's always watching, okay? I will get into the girl side of things after these messages. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
The other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. All right, we're back. Okay, let's talk about these girls, okay? I'm gonna have to rush this because I only got 3 minutes. Okay, so please talk to your daughters, your nieces, your little cousins about properly washing themselves, what soaps to use on their face versus their other body parts, body scrubs, exfoliating. If they have acne, teach them how to treat their skin by what they eat, supplements, lowering their intake on sugars, lowering their intake on sodas, properly drying off, how to properly put on a bra, when to wear a sports bra, when to wear a strapless bra, when to wear a bra that's, what do you call that bra? Like a push-up bra. When to wear a bra with padding. So me personally, TMI, I have bigger areolas and bigger nipples than most from a young age. So I had to wear the padding in the front of my bras as a little girl, even now sometimes. So they're not showing, even though it looks like I'm not wearing a bra, I am. It's just a little bit more pronounced, okay? My kids were breastfed. They enjoyed it, okay? That's just a thing. You might have a niece or a daughter dealing with the same thing, so be mindful of that. Talk to your daughters and your nieces about how they do their hair, how to properly wash their hair, why it's important to detangle, condition, how often they're supposed to do it, what creams, what oils work with their hair type, because every girl has a different hair type. Talk to your daughters and little girls about cleaning the bathroom, cleaning their hairbrush, washing their combs in their hairbrush, not letting other people use their hair things, okay? Lice is a real thing. Ringworm is a real thing, okay? Talk to your little girls about having a woman kit. A woman kit has like pads in there. It has, It has pads in there. It has deodorant. It has baby wipes. It has powder in there. It has chapstick in there. It has Band-Aids in there. It has creams in there. It has contact solution in there. It has a contact holder, right? These are all the things that a girl may need when she's not at home and when she's not somewhere where she usually is, okay? For any emergencies that may happen. Keep this bag in your backpack, your purse, or your locker, or your car. Preventing accidents, just be prepared. I personally get a big bag of feminine pads, and I put a pad in each one of my purses, off tops. Then I put some in my truck. Then I put some in my work bag. And then I put some in each bathroom in the house and then the hallway closet. Do not wait to buy pads. Always have pads in the house, okay? Be organized. Know where your things are so you're not making a mess looking for your things. Body awareness. Know what works for your body and what doesn't work for your body. Know, like, do I want to wear this skirt and have to pull down my skirt all day? Or do I want to wear pants and be comfortable? Do I want to go up a size so I don't have to be self-conscious about if my belly button is showing? Like, be mindful of what you're buying and what works for your body. Also, drink water. I wish someone told me when I was a teenager, if you want to clear up your acne, if you want to clear up blemishes, drink more water. You're eating too much sugar. My mom got me Neutrogena. She got me Proactive. She got me so many things for acne. And the answer was drink more water. Eat more vegetables. Okay, that was the answer. Okay, my lunch is over. But all of these things are going to help teenagers going through body changes, facial hair. Boys should learn how to handle their facial hair. Cutting eyebrows. I personally groom my oldest daughter's eyebrows because they are thick and long. She's aware of that. My mom let me go to school with a mustache from elementary school all the way up to high school. Okay. And my mustache was obvious. My eyebrows are not done until I was in like 11th, 12th grade. And I don't want to do that to my daughters. So if their mustache gets out of order, mama's going to help you. If they need help with their eyebrows, I'm going to help them, right? But I am not pro makeup before 16. I am not pro getting a full set on your hands before 16, before you have your own job. I am not pro make sure they have the latest cell phone, because I know there are just people waiting for your young child that doesn't know any better and is trusting of everybody to be on that cell phone. So I have limitations for what I expose my children to, and I'm sure you do also, which is great. But we have to be mindful that these kids' bodies are changing a lot faster than ours. And we have to have these conversations with them before the conversation needed to be had, right? When it comes to oral sucks. Have the conversation, because they're doing it at school. They're doing it outside at the playground. They're doing it at the back of the bus. Like, be mindful and let your child know what that is. I know you don't want to tell them, but these kids have access to things one website away, one picture away, one Google away. When it comes to sex with the same boy, girl, have that conversation. Boy and girl, have that conversation, okay? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 is when a lot of young kids are exposed to this. Me personally, I did not have any type of sexual relations that I chose to have until I was 17. Okay? If you want that to be true for your son or your daughter and you want them to be picky, have real, honest conversations with them about their body, being aware of their surroundings, not going into people's apartments, not going over people's houses without notice, without telling somebody. Do not be in a bathroom with a whole bunch of people that you do not know by yourself. Do not undress in front of a lot of people that you do not know. Me personally, in middle school, I hated the fact that it was this expectation that you would have to change into your gym clothes in front of all the girls. No, I'm going in the bathroom stall. I don't know y'all. And I'm going to mind my business. But there were girls that were topless, pantyless, in the gym. First thing in the morning, I'm just like, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. So let your child know what their choices are when it comes to their body, what their choices are when it comes to their privacy. If they don't want to be on camera, because teens go through that, stop asking them to come in the picture. A lot of times I might post Ari a lot and not Anya, because Anya doesn't want to be in a video. Anya doesn't want to be in a picture. She has her moments where she does, but it's not an all the time thing. I have to respect that. I'm not going to force her to do a fake smile in the picture because I'm having a vibe and Ari's having a vibe. So learn, like, if you want your child to speak up for themselves, a part of them speaking up for themselves is also with dad and mom. If you go to family events and they don't want to hug that uncle, or they don't want to hug that auntie, or they don't want to hug that friend of the family, stop forcing your child to hug that friend of the family. You know how it feels when somebody is looking at your body up and down. You know how uncomfortable that is. Imagine your parent telling you, go hug that person. Ew, no. So let them choose who they want to show affection to. Let them be in control of what they want their body to do to an extent of their safety. That's how they're learning awareness and learning that I respect my body. People that love me will respect my body also, and you are a part of that. So when it comes to body changes and personality, a lot of these kids' bodies are changing faster than their personality. So even though your young child may be wearing training bras, or their thighs are getting a bit big, or your son has facial hair, or he has hair under his arms, or he's getting taller, he's still a boy. She's still a girl. A young girl with much to learn. So the way that we treat them in the household, the way that we teach them how to treat themselves, is how they'll treat themselves in our absence. So make sure it's good. Make sure they feel loved. Make sure you pour into them. Make sure you tell them whenever you do something, do it with integrity. Whenever they go somewhere, make sure they know their emergency words, what to do, what not to do, whose cars not to get into, so they can be on point. I hope this helped you. I hope this was a start of a great conversation that you're going to have with your son or daughter or niece or nephew. Whatever it is, just be better at it. This is Cozy One Podcast. My name is Chantal. You can find me at shambipodden.com. And this is Cozy One Podcast. Please subscribe. Please leave a review and tell me what you think about the episode. Bye. Thank you.